This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Iman, Lin and Kelvin. And Sean Tanis is in the studio with us for the Market Wrap. So, Sean, Facebook's Libra cryptocurrency project is facing some hurdles right now because there are reports that some of its main backers have backed out of the plan.
Yeah. Let's just say it.
So, what's next for Libra now?
So, basically, the initial idea for Facebook was to have a cryptocurrency that would have all these international, well-known, reputable companies to lend some of their credibility. So the Libra Association was founded for that purpose with 28 members on board. Amongst them, MasterCard, Visa, PayPal, eBay, Lyft, Spotify, Uber, Vodafone, and all these people. So all these partners were supposed to have injected an initial $10 million to get it going. So the plan had been for Libra token to be backed by financial assets like a basket of currencies, and all of this was to avoid instability, something in which, you know, like cryptocurrencies are famous for, because if you look at Bitcoin, how it has moved so much, you know, between June it was like about $13,000. Today it's about $8,000. So on top of that, Libra would have would also have a reserve basket comprising some of the most stable currencies today, which are the USD, Euro, Yen, Pound, and the Sing Dollar. So the initial projected release date was next year, but this month alone, PayPal, eBay, MasterCard, and Visa, they all have pulled out. So some of those still committed to the project are Uber and Lyft, while Netherlands-based PayU is the only remaining member operating in the online payments processing sector.
Not looking good, basically some of the biggest names
are leaving the project.
That, and also, I mean, maybe it's just the way that we've looked at it, but basically double the amount of people are pulling out as opposed to staying in. So that's a bit of an issue. Were there reasons given why they are leaving? I mean, it looks like they had the instability problem sorted out. And, you know, Visa, MasterCard, they're all quite significant backers that would have lent some, I guess, some weight to the cryptocurrency.
Exactly. So that's just it. At the end of the day, if you look at Libra, because it is still a cryptocurrency, which means there are still doubts regarding its safety, in the sense that cryptocurrencies have a way of evading authorities or regulators. So these are all necessary to ensure global financial stability. And in fact, reports saying these firms left following warnings from politicians and regulators from the US to Europe. So because, you know, Libra is risky for global financial landscape. So you know, as it's undermining users' privacy and facilitating money for all these like illegal activities, cybercrime, money laundering, and all these concerns. So these were the issues that were centered around some of that sentiment. So here's a former president of the Central Bank of Chile, Jose Di Gregorio, who was in KL at the Asian School of Business recently, and he was talking about this, expressing his concerns about this issue.
What we know from cryptocurrencies, in my view, they are not currencies, they are not means of exchange. They are extremely volatile and they could be considered speculative assets that people use to do some transactions to a large extent, not all of them, for illegal activities. And Libra is not a currency, just a basket of assets, it's an index. But having said all of this, I think that there will be an increased use of information technology for financial transactions. And that's the most important thing, because this will make much more difficult to try to control capital flows.
That was the former president of the Central Bank of Chile, Jose Di Gregorio. On to Bursa. There's some development on Medtronic Global. Burhat, what's going on there?
So Tan Sri Lee Kim Yu, who is the largest shareholder of Medtronic Global Berhad, he has just over 29% equity interest, and he requested an independent auditor to conduct a special audit on the corporate activities exercise this year. So the Edge reports this includes an executive share option scheme, a JV, and a proposed private placement, as well as the company's cash flow position. So Medtronic shares did not trade today. Its last closing price was 5 cents on October 14th.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.